This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations says it has suspended food distribution in the southern Gaza city of Rafah due to lack of supplies and insecurity. It also said no aid trucks entered via a pier set up by the U.S. for sea deliveries for the past 2 days. The U.N. has not specified how many people remain in Rafah after the Israeli military launched an intensified assault there on May 6th, but they appear to number several hundred of thousands. Israeli forces have killed at least 7 Palestinians, including a doctor, in a West Bank raid, according to local authorities. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Israeli forces entered the Jenin refugee camp, adjacent to the city of Jenin in the northern West Bank. Both areas have long been a bastion of armed struggle against Israel. The Palestinian Health Ministry said at least 7 Palestinians were killed and another 9 wounded. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant group said its fighters battled the Israeli forces. However, a local hospital director said their surgery specialist, Osayed Kamal Jabarin, was among the dead. He was killed on his way to work. I'm Karen Chamas.
Heavy battles continued on Tuesday for control of the border town of Vovchansk in northeastern Kharkiv region between Ukrainian and Russian troops. Ukrainian military said it still controls about 60% of the town, and its troops are fighting house to house to defend the town from Russian attacks. Capturing Vovchansk would be Moscow's most significant gain since it opened a new front in the northern part of the Kharkiv region earlier this month, stretching Kyiv's forces in the third year of the full-scale invasion. Gunners from one brigade said the fighting in northeast Kharkiv region is much more intense. This is VOA News.